This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super!
And that's what the show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I do not want to talk about the Steelers. I don't want to talk about staying up late watching that game. Oh, at the end, oh, it was beyond, shut up. It was beyond horrible. Get rid of Tomlin. Get rid of.
Good morning. How are you doing? I didn't get enough sleep. I was like, oh, man, that was brutal. God, was that brutal. But not surprising. Anyway, incredible show for you today. In spite of the Steelers' loss last night, oh, my God, was it awful. So great guest for you. Got Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us in a bit. He's had some sort of an issue. He told me what it was, a text, and I just didn't pay much of attention to it because it's Mr. Big Willie, so who cares? But anyway, he'll be on after the 8 o'clock news. Also, another special guest for you, State Senator Tom Willis. He is Shelley Moore Capito's worst nightmare. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. He is running against her Republican Party nomination, United States Senate. Tom Willis is going to be here. Yes, we'll be talking about the rhinos, the Ohio County Republican Party wanting an open primary so that the Democrats can pick the Republican candidates. We'll talk with him about all of that stuff and the uselessness that is Shelley Moore Capito in D.C. Also, live here in studio, normally I say to you there's nothing much to see when you're watching the Facebook live stream of the show, and that's because there's really not much to see. It's just me talking into a microphone, some idiot talking into this thing, and yet people watch. But when we have an in-studio guest, that's when it's really worth watching. And I've got great news. Hold on a second. Let me get the studio audience ready. Stay right there, Stacy. Don't do anything. I've got a great guest. I've got a great guest for you. The one, the only, Stacy Gilson. Yes. Yes. At Night Hope. Yes. Oh, please sit down. Please sit down. Sit down. Oh, they sat down. All right, fine. Our very special guest, you can see her. You can wave to the audience there. All right, that's Stacy Gilson, Ignite Hope. She is one of the gems here in the Upper Ohio Valley, an absolutely wonderful, terrific human being who does so much good work. I can't even begin to tell you. But here's the latest. This Ignite Hope charity event, it's a very big deal thing for, I hope I'm getting this right, for awareness regarding human trafficking. And then when you have the awareness, then you can stop the human trafficking. Is that right, Stacy?
Yes.
All right, great. Absolutely. Did you watch the Steeler game last night?
No.
Oh, you smart move. Really, really, really good move. All right, great. Did you bring any cheese sandwiches or anything for the whole station here this morning?
I wish I could have, but he's not quite open this
morning. Oh, man.
Lunchtime.
A little late for me. Anyway, so thank you so much for joining us. So we asked Stacy to come in here to talk about this big deal event to stop human trafficking. A little bit background first. Stacy Gilson, tell the listeners who you are and where you are from. Just a little background, a little introduction, if you would.
All right. First of all, good morning, and thank you for having us on. We appreciate your support every year.
I had an opening, and nobody else wanted it,
okay,
so it was
well,
pretty
hey,
much.
I'm glad it worked out in our
who
favor.
Can we book? Who can we book? Who's left? What about Stacy Gilson? We can always get her. Yeah. All right, bring her in.
There you go. Yes. Ignite Hope's been around for 3 years, and it's a nonprofit, and our focus is education and awareness, community support, and also supporting our survivors in the area.
All right.
So that's how it came about.
And what is human trafficking?
The human trafficking is happening in every neighborhood.
What is it?
What is it?
It's
predators online taking our children as victims and selling them for sex. It's a big business, and a lot of people don't believe it's happening here, but it is happening here.
How do you know it's happening here?
From all the agencies, all the research. There's things happening in our city from the law enforcement through the agencies that we work with. There's three agencies that we partner with.
Who are they?
Are the YWCA, and then there's Harmony House and SAC.
Okay.
And these organizations we partner with to fill in the gaps, to help them with community activities for human survivors.
All right.
And yes, they're here, and the survivors are here. The YWCA is at capacity.
My goodness gracious. Yeah. My goodness gracious. Full disclosure, my current wife, Leslie Vassilaris, had been the executive director at SAC a number of years ago, Sexual Assault Help Center. Now she's She's still on the board. I think she's still on the board, mm-hmm. or just left the board or something. She had a big position. I always tune her out whenever she starts.
She's been a big influence and has started that organization.
She didn't start SAC. She started Harmony House.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, but full disclosure, this is my wife. She does great work. I'm telling you, I tell people, look, if there's a heaven, which I don't know, but a lot of people say, oh, yes, there's a heaven. Okay, fine. There's a seat already reserved for Leslie Vassalar for the work that she's done to help children throughout the Upper Ohio Valley. I mean, honest to God, this woman is a saint. What she's doing with me, God only knows. Anyway, that was the part where you were supposed to jump in and say something good about me instead of having this awkward silence.
Okay. There's a seat for you, too.
A little late now.
Okay.
Little late now. Work on the timing. Just work on the timing. Anyway, so Ignite Hope. So you got this big deal charity event.
Yes.
And this is going to be at the White Palace. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. And that's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So you got about 10 days. So we're wanting to let the world know about this right now. Very big deal event. What's going to be there, and will there be free booze?
Absolutely. First of all, it's January 25th, White Palace, 6 to 9, mm-hmm. and you can get tickets on our Ignite Hope Facebook, and you're going to get to experience people coming together wanting to know more about human trafficking. It is a topic that people don't want to talk about, but it's getting talked about more and more, which is lots of progress.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah.
Yeah. The guests can experience food stations. We'll have a DJ. We will have a live artist.
A live artist is going to
be painting a beautiful photo. She'll create something from the event, from the vibe and all that, and we'll auction it off.
Oh, great.
We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a 50-50.
Who's the DJ?
Keith Shreve.
Sorry?
DJ Keith Shreve is the DJ.
Great.
He was there last year. He's there every year.
Great.
We are so blessed to have people come back every year and support this event.
What kind of food are you going to have?
That is still in the making. I know the White Palace will be bringing something wonderful to the table. We'll have snow cones from Mr. Squeezy. We'll have sweet notes from Trisha and Chef Chris from Northern Community. His department's going to bring some things.
Great.
And we have some others in the making.
Great.
So lots of food and, of course, adult drinks if you want.
For my listeners, this is the most important thing. What kind of drinks are they going to have? This is all my people care about. It's like, what about
alcohol and beer? Is that good?
You've won them over. Okay. You've won them over. All right. Also, lots of prizes.
The prizes are...
Prizes.
Oh, We have
different contests and all that.
The 50-50, obviously the money. We have the silent auction. We have beautiful baskets valued at plus 100 plus sports events, different themes that people can raffle on, buy a ticket.
Really, like what?
Like
some of the baskets.
I'm not making the baskets. April's doing them, and she's gathering stuff now. I do know there's a Steeler ticket basket. There's three baskets.
It'll be discounted today.
Yeah. that's not good.
Not quite as much as it. Anyway,
the baskets will be stays at like the Grandview Park. They're great support.
Great.
Yes, at the treetops. So they will be a variety of different things, and all of the baskets will be of great value and something that somebody can use. I know my favorite basket's going to be coupons. Discounts, restaurants, and I do have two $25 gift cards going in there from the Cheese Melt.
That's
just
great.
So you know.
Full disclosure, Cheese Melt, that is your son, right?
Yes.
One of your sons. You got a lot of kids and grandkids, right?
Yes. Okay. Four adult children, 11 grandbabies.
My God in heaven. I can't imagine what Christmas is like at your place.
It's amazing. It is insane.
So this Cheese Melt thing, apparently my sources in Warwood say it's doing very, very well, and they're expanding?
Yes, they are. They're very blessed. They have great food, great service, and he just knocked a hole in the wall to go expand to the next building.
That's in the process. Cheese melt, yes! Cheese melt! All sorts of cheeses melted in all sorts of ways.
Yes,
that should be their slogan.
Yeah.
All right, so all of that sounds great. Now, you were announcing that Wheeling Mayor Denny mm-hmm. Magruder was going to be there, but we have breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
he's not going to be there. Yeah. There's been a change, right?
Yeah, right. He's not able to make it. He's very supportive with our organization, but mm-hmm. we have someone very special that's going to step in
yes.
and do the proclamation, and that is Senator Laura Chapman Wakeham.
Yes, Laura! Yes!
She also has been yes. a great support of our organization because the organization is trying to kind of be in the gap and help where there's things that are not being taken care of. And the big thing that Laura's doing is fighting down for getting laws changed because the laws are a mess.
Good
and
for
they
her.
Don't support Good the for her. Officers.
And there's this proclamation is still from the city of Wheeling, from
yes,
the mayor, from Denny
yep.
Magruder?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is he not going to be there because he thinks I'm going to be there?
No, that is not why he's not
Typically,
be
that's
there.
What happens with most of these people. Demetri's going to be there. Oh, got to cancel. So
no,
that's not it
that
at all.
That is not true. No,
okay,
not right. at all. No.
My sources tell me that this Ignite Hope charity event to make people aware of human trafficking to then in turn try to end this damn thing.
Yes.
Lots of great ticket sales, around 100 already.
Yes, yes.
And that's 10 days to go. This is going to be a huge event at the White Palace.
Yes. And we're going to do something special as a thank you to you and your audience. The tickets are $75 a person.
Yes.
And they can purchase their ticket till tomorrow for $25 off. So it's $50. And they get all that food.
Cow.
Not only that, we do have a program. They're going to hear from a survivor. We call her Victoria's Voice because it takes courage to relive and speak of this horrible thing that happened to her
yeah.
when she was 5 in her neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she will be, she will share her story.
Yeah.
We call her our Phoenix. You know how the Phoenix, you rise
right.
from the ashes.
Right.
So she will have a video. She'll tell her story and then she'll come out and she wants to thank everybody because she has been supported through the YWCA, and it's just changed her life, and she wants to give back.
That's wonderful. That is
yes.
fantastic. Yes. So the most important thing for my listeners, how do they get this discount? What do they have to do?
All they have to do is go to Ignite Hope Facebook group, and there is a QR code, and scan it. And
how will you know it's my listeners, Demetri listeners?
That's a good question. I'm going to say everyone that buys tickets. I don't take care of that. I don't know. I just know you go buy a ticket.
You're killing me.
And I'll get your name and we'll get you a table.
Just say they know Demetri and they'll get a discount. How about that?
There you go.
Demetri discount. There you go. We're almost out of time. It's always a joy having you here, Stacey. It really is. You really do just such wonderful work. You've got a great heart. I always give my guests the last words. You've got about a minute to say, talk again about Ignite Hope, the big charity event at the White Palace.
Okay. The last thing I want to say is we're going to have a follow-up because a lot of people want to know what they can do because they don't know. So we are having a In Plain Sight event at the public library on February 7th.
Ohio County Public Library.
Uh-huh. Yes.
They're great.
Amy
is the best there. Amy is the best.
Yes.
Yes.
Big auditorium, over 200 people. It's from 1 to 3. It's free. This is an opportunity for people to come out and learn more about it. Allie, who is our survivor, will be there. If people have questions, concerns, I encourage them to come out. If they can't come to the event, I want them to come to Ignite Hope and they can also get register on the Facebook group for In Plain Sight at the event on the 24th, or they can go on to our Facebook group and sign up to come, because we would like to know how many people are coming.
Fantastic. Okay, go to Facebook. Ignite Hope, the big charity event, is next Saturday. Buy tickets. Let them know that you listen to Demetri. They'll give you a big discount. And support this wonderful, wonderful event and these wonderful, wonderful people. Stacey Gilson, I cannot say enough good things about you. I wish you the very best.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
Do my
you for
best
your...
to Tom.
Yes.
Next time, bring those cheese sandwiches for the gang here.
Will do.
And everybody, please support this thing. Please support it. Buy those tickets.